We are live from the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kloppinger, joined by JB Long and Miles Simmons, because the 2017 regular season schedule was just released and the Rams are going to open up at home. Sean McVay, his first regular season game coaching for the Rams, will be at the Coliseum.
Yeah, you know what? This is, I think, going to be a really good matchup. You know, you've got the Rams here at the Coliseum opening up, and it's going to be against an Indianapolis Colts team that's going to kind of try to bounce back this year. You know, two number one overall picks with the quarterbacks between Jared Goff and then Andrew Luck. But I'm really looking forward to this first one.
Does the winner of this game get the axe, the big game, battle for the axe, Stanford, Cal, Luck, Goff?
Oh, I didn't think about that, but maybe.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's a Pac-12 guy. You know this.
Maybe a way for Cal to get it back. I didn't expect this. I really didn't. I thought for sure it was going to be maybe like Wentz, Goff. I thought that one had a good chance. A division game, maybe at San Francisco, maybe again on Monday night, I thought had real potential because of the new head coaches and because of that rivalry. So this one caught me by surprise, but I think it sets up nicely.
But what I think is interesting and what LA Rams fans should pay attention to is that it's the only game happening that Sunday in LA. The Chargers are on the road. So you have no excuse. If you want to watch some football, the Coliseum is the place to do it week one, right?
Yeah, right. Apparently, yeah.
I want to move on to the second game because this team is pretty familiar to Sean McVay.
Yeah, no question. Washington coming in for week two. That's kind of the McVay Bowl, if you will, you know, with everything that McVay knows about that Washington team. And of course, you know, Jay Gruden being a mentor to Sean McVay. There's a lot of familiarity there with those guys and those families. That's going to be a cool matchup there.
Really, the whole first part of the schedule, I think, sets up for a comfortable, familiar tradition coming from the NFC East for Coach McVay, right? He gets to come to Los Angeles, and not that his scouting reports will be finished or complete by any stretch of the imagination, but I think schematically there'll be a jump start for preparing for those games, Washington certainly, and then Dallas down the road. But how about the fact that by week two, we'll have met our home game, Coliseum game quota through, what, 8 weeks of last season?
Yeah,
it really stands in stark contrast how much more often the Rams are home early in this schedule as opposed to last year.
The first three or five games are at home.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And not as NFC West heavy, which, again, I think plays well for a team that is settling into a new coach, new coordinators, mm-hmm. new position groups, new systems, and new positions in a lot of cases. You know, not that Indianapolis isn't just as important in terms of a win or a loss, but you push Seattle and Arizona and San Francisco down the road just a little bit, and maybe you're kind of closer to full speed or what you hope to be kind of full buy-in by the time you get there.
Well, hopefully they're full speed by week three, because a lot of eyes are going to be on them for Thursday Night Football. The first away game is going to be at San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco, man, this is going to be a good marquee matchup. Thursday Night Football in week three, you know, you've got that kind of early Thursday night game. Rams have more or less been late in the season on Thursday Night Football, you know, the past few years. And so doing this is going to be another one of those matchups where these guys know each other. You know, you've got Kyle Shanahan now, head coach up in San Francisco, obviously worked with Sean McVay in Washington there for a number of years. So you've got that familiarity, and man, it's going to be fun to see those two California teams match up on Thursday night.
The only non-Sunday game currently on the schedule, right?
The yes,
only
primetime game. Yeah.
I mean, primetime in London for us, but it'll be 10 a.m. here on the West Coast. So, look, I think that kind of sends a message a little bit to the Rams in that locker room that you're not there yet necessarily in terms of the way the National Football League and the national audience regards you. Just a little bit of extra motivation, I hope.
Okay, I don't want to go one by one through all of these games, but the first four games are so interesting to me because I do want to talk about the Cowboys game just because. Are you surprised at all how early this game has come, knowing that we are playing the Cowboys in the preseason?
Let's be serious. You want to talk about week four at Dallas because you've never been to Jerry
I've
World.
I've never been to Jerry World.
You can't wait to go.
I really want to see the Jumbotron.
Yeah, I'll just reflect your question back to you. You tell us about week four in Dallas.
Well, I just am looking forward to that matchup because I'm excited to watch Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott in person. We were able to watch Dak Prescott at the Senior Bowl when he was coming out of college. You and I were both very impressed with him, and so it's going to be exciting to see him there. I think that there's a lot of hype in LA for the Dallas Cowboys just because they were here for a little bit. They hold their training camp here. So I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on there. Rams fans, I feel like, are going to look forward to that game.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, we kind of witnessed the coming out party of Dak Prescott
Absolutely.
In that first game of the preseason last year. So now everybody knows who Dak Prescott is, mm-hmm. right? Tony Romo's not even, you know, in Dallas anymore. He's now in the booth for CBS, so it's not going to be that kind of surprise when you see Dak Prescott. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? Now we all know. And so, you know, I think it's funny, you're right, JB, about the Rams playing the Cowboys again in week one of the preseason. You know, that's going to be on that Saturday there. And now you've got, I think, what, 8 weeks later, you're going to play the Cowboys again in the regular season. And, you know, we were talking about this on Between the Horns a little bit ago. It's not probably a situation where you're going to have all this scheme stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, what do they learn from that week one of the preseason matchup? I mean, come on, guys. Like, the preseason, and, you know, week one is probably the most vanilla it's going to be aside from week four.
So, I was going to say, week four might be the most vanilla.
Right, exactly. No, but I don't think we got too much to worry about in that regard.
But back to your original question, I am surprised that it's this early. I thought it was a safe bet. It'd be in the back half of the schedule. I thought maybe it might be on a holiday and the Salvation Army life-size bucket would be there, Danny, so that you could pulling Ezekiel Elliott, don't get fined, but that was something that was kind of in the back of my
mind. Don't get fined to the Salvation Army. It's great.
Yeah, but again, it's a division that I think McVay is familiar with, mm-hmm. a destination that he's comfortable with, and I can't wait to go to Dallas. I think that'll be a really special game.
I think it's going to be fun. Okay, so I want to jump towards to where we're going to go on the road for quite a while. It's an interesting stretch here. When we head to Jacksonville, going from Jacksonville to London, then back to LAX for the bye. And then to New York. That's a tough stretch.
It's a tough stretch, but in a way, it's one the Rams kind of requested. They did request to go to Jacksonville and then to London. Mm-hmm. So that kind of eases the burden of travel a little bit. I mean, last year, you know, we went from Detroit to London. That's an 8-hour flight. Should be a little bit less going from Jacksonville over to London. And Rams are kind of expected to stay in Florida a little bit longer earlier in that week before making that trip across the pond, too.
Couple of thoughts. A couple are serious, and then one that's not at all. One, it's great that that's not...
A not serious comment from you.
I'm
shocked.
That's a trend here on our live programming. But Arizona, I wanted to check their schedule and see what they're doing the week before, right? Because it's always kind of the comparative. How do you handle your schedule?
Sure.
The Rams are at Jacksonville. They're home to the Bucs, it looks like, so kind of probably advantage them from a planning and practicing standpoint. But again, not in the early window, which for going to Jacksonville, that game, it's nice mm-hmm. not to have the body clocks be so far behind. That will be the case with the 10 a.m. Pacific kickoff and some of the other East Coast mm-hmm. games, including at New York. And then on a lighter note, I'm just personally concerned if we're going to be on the road that long with Maurice Jones-Drew, who knows a lot of people and a lot of places in Jacksonville.
He does know quite a few folks.
How much trouble is Maurice Jones-Drew going to get in? It seems like the question you're asking here.
I'm not worried about the preparation and the focus and the concentration of the coaching staff and the players per se, but in terms of Rams radio and the type of shape we'll be in when we get to London, where Maurice did not get to spend much time last year, I know he's making better plans this year. The Maurice Jones-Drew 2017 Jacksonville-London experience might need to be broadcast live as well.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah, another tidbit, you know, going through these things, and there's a video on the Rams.com now that you can watch. It goes behind the scenes of when General Manager Les Snead and Sean McVay were hearing about this schedule for the first time.
Such
really cool,
a cool
content.
Video.
But it was funny because for this game in Jacksonville, Les Snead literally said, like, hey, this is the way it should always be. You know, mm-hmm. the 4 o'clock start on the East Coast for the teams that are coming from the West Coast, man. Like, that is something that he wishes could be for all of them on that body clock.
Well, I want to jump around a little bit more, but first I want to remind everybody, if you are tuning in, please tweet in some questions. Write them right here on Facebook. Make sure we've got someone monitoring them, and we'll ask them once we get all the way through this schedule. But I want to check back into week 13 when we go to Arizona, and I only want to check in with that because in the past 2 years, we've walked away from that stadium victorious.
Yeah, 2 wins in a row there at Arizona, and there have been a combined 8 takeaways in those 2 games. I mean, the Rams have done a really good job of forcing those turnovers early. And then with Wade Phillips' defense, I mean, you know this defense is still going to be aggressive. It's still going to be penetrating. And hopefully that's something that continues in the desert.
Yeah, speaking of the Arizona Cardinals, I kind of have this lasting memory of what I thought might be Larry Fitzgerald's last professional touchdown mm-hmm. catch at the Coliseum. It just he took the football with him to the sideline, and he was pondering retirement. He has opted to come back, but mm-hmm. you get the sense that this, if he's healthy and everything's going well for the Cardinals, week 13, early early December. That's going to be an in-person send-off, I think, for us and for the Rams to someone who has, one, tormented this franchise, mm-hmm. and two, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Miles, I'm going to bring up a little tidbit of information from that video that he was talking about a second ago. Behind the scenes, General Manager Les Snead and Coach McVay kind of made a joke about the next game being a Goff versus Wentz bowl.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That should be interesting to watch.
Definitely. Goff, Wentz won. You know, everybody talks about Brady Manning, what? I think they got up to 17. Mm-hmm. So we'll have Goff, Wentz won for week 14 there at the Coliseum. And obviously, these two guys are going to be linked throughout their careers, right? I mean, when you get picked 1-2 like that, especially when both teams traded up to come and get you as quarterbacks, man, this is going to be one of the first ones that we'll see between these two guys, and it should be a good matchup.
And a topic we've covered before, too, is now the similarities in terms of structure and philosophy of the coaching staff,
yes.
Not just jumping up to get who you hope will be the quarterback of your future and of your franchise, but then hiring the staff personnel around him who have developed reputations for grooming NFL quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting to see kind of the stage of their development at this point in their second season.
Well, the Rams are going to wrap up their regular season at home on New Year's Eve against San Francisco 49ers. I'm excited about that one. It should be fun.
Well, you hope that the New Year's Eve goes better than Christmas Eve, you know, for the Rams last year at the Coliseum when it comes to the Niners coming into town because of the way that game ended. And this is another one of these games. I mean, look, you get a lot of divisional matchups in Week 17 because of the playoff implications. And I know kind of how that sounds given the way both of these teams finished, mm-hmm. you know, the 2016 season. But hey, these are two teams with two programs that are really on the rise. And so you never know who can make that quick turnaround in the NFL. It's one of the things that really makes this league great.
I can't think of a better way to cap a 16-0 season than to beat the San Francisco 49ers at the Coliseum.
I like the way you think.
To wrap up the calendar year.
Flames from JB Long.
In all seriousness, though, you won't hear any comments like this in the Rams locker room from the coaching staff, from players. But I think one of the top priorities in terms of people who follow this franchise has to be sweep San Francisco this year. I really do.
Talk about a sour taste in your mouth when it comes to the 49ers. Their only two wins last season was against the Rams. I know that hurt every single person that locker room.
Not that
every loss doesn't, but that one dug deep.
No, and 49er week is a big deal for this franchise.
It is.
And the first matchup, it's going to be a condensed mm-hmm. week because it's a Thursday night trip to the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So this, to kind of wrap up the calendar year, we'll see. Kaepernick-free 49ers and Rams to wrap up 2017. I got to think that that's going to be a chance for Los Angeles to go 2-0 against San Francisco.
I like it. Okay, now's your time. Send in your questions. We've already got a few coming in right now. Brett Shepard, he said, help, Danny. I live in Atlanta, and I'm trying to figure out which Rams game to attend, Tennessee or Jacksonville. So we're playing Tennessee Christmas Eve.
Hmm.
Going to be cold, so that'd be my first thing I'm going to tell you.
Also, you gotta consider the family when you're going somewhere on Christmas
exactly.
Eve, right? You know,
how will your family feel?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jacksonville early October, isn't that a closer trip than Tennessee anyway from Atlanta?
Can I just point out that Jacksonville has a pool in their north end zone,
so
you can watch the game poolside.
Is that where you're gonna watch the game from?
I am debating.
Okay,
we'll talk about it.
I think not just for the Rams schedule, but across the entire NFL schedule, Los Angeles at Tennessee is kind of one of the underrated games, the mm-hmm. more overlooked games, because of the trade history, because of the Super Bowl history between mm-hmm. those franchises. Mm-hmm. Mariota and Goff, again, Pac-12 quarterbacks. I think
Pac-12 guy.
I think that Pac-12 girl. I think that would be the game that I would look to in terms of storylines, whether or not your holiday and travel schedules permit. I'll leave that to the individual to decide.
So you say Tennessee.
I say Tennessee.
You say?
I guess I would say Jacksonville.
I would say Jacksonville, too.
Unless you want to come out with me and Maurice Jones-Drew and DeMarco Farr, in which case, Jacksonville 100%.
Absolutely, Jacksonville. Streaming live. Okay, our next question is from Josh Kelly. Who will be the biggest offensive impact player in 2017? Jumping right into the players. I like this.
Offensive impact player.
Granted, this is prior to the draft.
Sure.
We don't know what,
right.
what's to
prior
call.
To the draft. It's prior to the OTAs. It's
right.
prior to minicamps. So a lot can change between now and September 10th when, you know, things kick off against the Indianapolis Colts. But, man, I mean, the biggest impact player has got to be Jared Goff, right? Because it's the quarterback, and it's, you know, arguably the most important position in sports. And, you know, the Rams went out and they hired a bunch of experience for the quarterback, Sean McVay, you know, Matt LaFleur, offensive coordinator, Greg Olson, the quarterback's coach.
Andrew Whitworth, I'm going to add him to your list.
Yes,
he was going to be my impact player. Because he impacts Jared, who then impacts the team.
Yeah. Right. So as long, if the quarterback can make the jump that you would want him to make from year one to year two, that should be your biggest impact O player.
I think it's Andrew for sure, because of what he allows the other position pieces along the offensive line to do, potentially, the veteran leadership. Protecting the blind side, it's a standard of work ethic and professionalism. I 100% I think it's Whitworth.
I agree with you. That's what I was going to piggyback off of. Okay, we've got another question here from Kevin. Why do the Rams keep getting London games? What do you think of an international game series?
Well, first off, I mean, the Rams have got to play an international game because it's one of these league rules, because they're in a temporary stadium, right? So Inglewood Stadium doesn't open until 2019. Right. So we already know that the Rams will be playing an international game in 2018. Now, Kevin Demoff was tweeting last night, you know, it would be great to play a game in Mexico as opposed to going all the way across the pond to London. And truthfully, you know, I kind of would have liked to see that this year, but I don't make the schedule and nobody cares about my opinion. So, but that's the reason why. Well, they don't. But that's the reason why the Rams are playing in these London games.
Totally off topic. Did anyone predict the schedule properly? Have we heard? Someone would have claimed that prize now, right?
I doubt it.
There's no way.
I'm hearing no.
I mean, that was an impossible task, but a fun one nonetheless.
Week three would have really messed me up. I never would have predicted a week three Thursday night game.
As for London, I would play there every year, but I understand that it's not great in terms of giving up home games, especially division home games. Sure. That's the stinger this year, but looking ahead, I'd love to play in Mexico. I'd love to go to China. I think that'd be a great place to have an international game, and then let's settle into Inglewood and let's play them all there.
It's just a long flight to London. I enjoy London, but man, being in the, you know, the tin can for 11 hours on the way back, that's tough, man.
Okay, I've got a question for the both of you. If you could pitch out the money out of your own pocket to travel to a game or to go see a game, whether you are a Los Angeles resident or not, where are you going?
Now, am I myself or am
you're
I
yourself?
Am I anybody
Where
else?
Do you want to go?
I want to go to New York.
I'm not shocked.
I know.
I like it.
I went to school there. I got a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have to pay for a hotel, right? You know, save a little bit of money if I'm paying out of pocket. That's probably where I would go. I love New York.
I love our division destinations. I think that's one of the great parts about being in the NFC West. There's not a bad city in the bunch, but they're not novel. We go there every year. So I'm going to actually go preseason Green Bay, even though it's week four. If you have a chance to go to Lambeau, if you haven't, I highly encourage it. It's a bucket list deal. And it's nice to be there when the temperatures will hopefully be 80 instead of -8.
Yeah.
Miles, I'm going with you. If I had to pay for a flight, it would be going back to New York. Miles and I both went to college in New York. When you can reunite with your friends and all that stuff, it makes a difference. A lot of fun.
We're going to score a touchdown in New York this year.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bold prediction.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, one more question from Facebook. Isaac, how's the team chemistry looking through week one of workouts?
You know, to me, through listening through what everybody has said, you know, through your interviews, Danny, and what we heard from them when they had their kind of media day at the first day of off-season workouts, it seems like there's this kind of renewed energy. And that kind of renewed energy is a different energy, and different doesn't necessarily mean better, but it's different, and it's kind of gotten everybody kind of together. And so I think that's one of these really good things about having this new coaching staff, is that this team chemistry, this we not me concept, you know, you saw the shirts that Sean McVay was sporting.
I'm so excited we got one.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. You know, all the players are getting one.
There's one for you somewhere.
I tried on a medium earlier today and it was not.
it didn't fit like that.
I wanted
that,
to
coach.
Wear it on this show. I wanted to kind of be a team player and show it off. And, that's why the shirt is so wrinkly, because I put it on earlier.
Oh, that's too bad.
You guys know better than me with respect to chemistry, so I'm just going to defer to Wade Phillips, who tweeted earlier today that the Rams players in the classroom have been really impressive. Attention to detail and learning are very important to being successful. So if Wade says so, I take it as a good sign.
Me too.
There is a last question of just predictions of how the season's going to go, but I'm going to say across the board 16-0.
Yeah, I think I already tipped my hand.
You got to say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think it's great that we can say with a lot of confidence, a lot of good reason to say that Jared Goff and Sean McVay should get their first win at home in the Coliseum before the Rams hit the road.
I love it. Two
home games to start. Hope you're there to be with us.
It's going to be a fun season. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Make sure you head to therams.com because we have some awesome behind-the-scenes content about the schedule release.